The Observation Deck with Gordo brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Well, I want to...
Whoa.
Thanks for y'all's support.
Yeah, it didn't last long.
When y'all see a teammate writhing on the ground because he's been injured...
We choose to kick
you. You come over and kick me. Mm-hmm. You jump on the pile.
Bitch.
Yeah, I think I'm getting sick.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Again?
A little congestion. What do you mean again? I haven't been sick all year. He says this all the time. I get sick a lot.
You had TB there, that cough. That was, what, a year ago? That was a year ago this time, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And then, nothing since, but yeah,
that's a lot.
Just a couple months ago, we were getting on you about not protecting your cough. You're coughing all over the place.
Because I swallowed coffee the wrong way.
No, you had a cough for like 4 days, and you hacked all over us.
Yeah, you're kind of sickly.
Oh,
and look
whatever.
At you.
Whatever.
You look like you
Craig's like a pale, sick Victorian child all the time.
Okay, did you sleep in your car this weekend? What's going on with you? Look at your hair. Look at your t-shirt.
I didn't invite comments about my appearance.
Well, you just called him a sickly Victorian girl.
I didn't say
he
girl.
He said child, not girl. Uh-oh. Now I'm taking it.
Well, everybody's taking strays. This is like a Mexican standoff.
Not really.
Isn't that where everyone has the guns pointed on each other?
Yeah.
Like a whole group of people.
So you did sleep in your car this weekend?
No, I didn't sleep in my car. Okay. Why would I sleep in my car?
That's what you looked like when you put on your headset this morning. You had shimp hair and you're all disheveled.
I told you I need a haircut. That has nothing to do with car sleeping.
Then you come on the air going,
let's get out of here, Scoob.
You said you needed a haircut last week. Are you having trouble finding a barber?
He's got plenty
of time.
I'm having
trouble making a call.
You got plenty of time.
I know. Well, I'll get it done this week. And I'm going to get it cut short. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about getting it cut blonde.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd look great.
You don't think I look good with blonde hair? Ben Orr was dark-headed, but
man,
he always went with blonde hair.
It always comes back to the cars. Always.
What?
Every topic you get
onto. It's the first time I've mentioned him in 5 years.
You redirect to the cars.
That is so stupid. Boy, George... You were probably listening to the cars when you were working here at Brookhaven.
Oh, yeah. I was way into the cars then.
That was prime cars.
That's when I had my friend saying, George, are you going to go see the cars, Doc?
I think this is a made-up story. That's the weirdest character you've ever made up.
I didn't make it
The
up.
Guy that talks about the cars, but
he
always
loved
adds
the cars.
Da
all
at
he
the
talked
end
about.
Of every sentence.
That's all he talked about.
George, Doc. You gotta see the cars, da. What does that mean?
I don't know. He put da on the end of everything.
That guy was a genius.
What a weird
quirk. He was kind of genius.
That is. I went to Fort Worth this weekend.
So did I.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I had a guy in Fort Worth ask me about you.
Really?
Yeah. And mention you, Junes. And I tell you what, our Fort Worth P1s, I feel like we're underservicing them because when I go over there, so many P1s come up to me.
I know.
Like, there is a passionate listener base in Fort Worth.
Yep.
And we don't get over there enough because we're all, Junior and I live Dallas way. George lives, I don't know where George lives. He refuses to tell me. He doesn't want me to come by.
We went to the Nate Bergazzi show.
Oh, you did?
Yes, which I'll tell everybody about at 8:15. But so many P1s were there.
Where was he performing?
Dickies.
Ah, oh, that's big.
Yeah.
I went to see Hadestown, a musical, at Bass Performance Hall.
Ah, great place.
Great venue.
Well, I mean,
and then afterwards, there was the guy sitting right next to us was Big P1 at Hadestown. And then afterwards went to Joe T. Garcia's.
Great place. Yeah.
And a guy approached me and said, hey, I'm with the family that owns and runs this place and just wanted to say we're big listeners. We love you guys. Craig comes in here, how's he doing, you know, and asks me about that. Very nice, and I said, what's your name? He goes, well, Joe. Anyway, I said, it's not T as well. He goes, no, actually, yeah, it is.
He's the guy.
He's little. They call him Little Joe.
Yeah.
He's Joe Garcia.
Yeah.
And I think he's the fourth generation, and he said there's even a fifth generation now involved in the running.
Yep.
Of Joe T. Garcia's, so
yeah,
he was really nice.
We wanted to go to Joe T. Garcia's, but the skies were so dark
Again, all that rain we got this weekend, because we wanted to be on the patio.
Yeah.
But we bailed on that plan, and I think rightfully so, because it rained for 2 hours after.
And our waitress, gosh, I can't remember her name. I think her name was Molly. I'm probably getting that wrong. But she said she grew up listening to us, and her dad was a big listener.
Wow.
And got a picture made with her so she could send to her dad.
Molly T. Garcia?
No, I don't think she was a Garcia. But anyway, great time out in Fort Worth. So special hello and shout out to all of our Fort Worth P1s. All right. Creepy story about a guy from California. He's facing federal charges after authorities say he attempted to pass through security at Sacramento International Airport with an explosive device in his carry-on luggage. He was getting on a plane that was going to North Carolina. Kimani Asayande Jones, also known as Kimani Asayande Jackson.
But she doesn't have to call him Jackson.
Why? What kind of grammar were you using there? What's that about? He was charged by criminal complaint with unlawfully possessing explosive material at an airport. He was wearing a... This is so creepy. He was wearing a scarf covering his face and blue latex gloves when he arrived at the security checkpoint. So that's not a little suspicious?
Wow. Jeez.
And authorities searched his carry-on backpack, and they found an M-type explosive device, a torch lighter capable of igniting it, knife, scissors, a scissor blade, an aerosol can, and zip ties. The device was described as a brown cylindrical object measuring 2.5 inches long with a green fuse protruding from one end. And Jones tells the officers he didn't know the items were in his bag and said he would willingly discard them. Officers then said, well, we can't just simply throw these in the trash. This is an explosive device. Then he denied ownership of the backpack. So he was arrested. Authorities come in with a bomb suppression blanket, put it over the device. I want one of those. A bomb suppression blanket.
You don't need one.
That might come in handy.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm on a plane and I want to protect myself in case someone smuggled something on board.
That's not going to do it.
I could snap up under a bomb suppression blanket and be safe. Mm.
You know who could have used a bomb suppression blanket? The Cowboys' secondary last season.
Hello.
Yeah, they led the league.
Wait, we have Norm with a trailing echo of hello. It's echo locating Norm.
Hello.
He was also carrying 5 cell phones. And all 5 phones had tape covering the front-facing cameras. Man. One phone allegedly had a 15-minute timer ready to start. Another one displayed a message from an unidentified number stating, quote, we will be awaiting your call. So they tested this bomb, the bomb technicians did, and investigators determined that the powder and fuse were viable and energetic. Huh. That's a nice little Tinder profile there. And viable and energetic. So they started going back through their records, the federal investigators did, and they found several times that this Jones guy had contacted, I guess, the FBI before his arrest. They said a caller believed to be Jones contacted the FBI multiple times beginning in March and reported that he was being threatened, followed, and monitored.
Hmm.
The FBI said they got 13 such reports. So is this just a crazy guy that's claiming he's being followed? Or is this a pizza collar bomb situation?
Hmm.
That
don't think
people
so,
were forcing him to do something.
No, it's a possibility, but I doubt it.
If they were forcing him to do something, they would have made him show up at TSA less conspicuous. Like, they want to get away with it.
Or
right?
Or was that something that he did freelancing-wise to get busted?
Yeah.
So,
I guess so.
For his own protection.
I'm going to guess he's off his rocker.
Okay.
Talking official like ruling.
1960s dad all of a sudden. Oh, he's off his rocker. Off his rocker.
Some kind of nut. That's how my dad classified people.
A lot of people were nuts.
Just some kind of nut.
Some kind of nut.
I don't know, some kind of nut.
Did you watch the pizza bomb, the pizza collar bomb?
Not all the way through. No.
I don't watch it.
George, you need to watch that.
That poor guy.
Yeah. Why do you want to watch that and then act like it's something good?
Well, it's not good. I wanted to watch the documentary.
You were just promoting it to me. Hey, you got to watch it,
man. No, I watched the documentary because I wanted to hold the people responsible. Because too many people only think of the pizza collar bomb victim and not the perpetrators that I want held to account.
Okay.
The crazy thing is, the mastermind was a woman.
Really? That's rare.
Yeah. It was a woman who was the smart ringleader. She had a couple guys, I think, that did all her bidding because they were addicted to the goods that she had, I guess. Hmm.
Do you have a picture?
No, she wasn't. She wasn't that great.
Oh. How could they be so addicted to her goods?
Great.
I don't know. Now hearing it come back out of your mouth, I'm creeped out that I ever said that.
Throw it out there.
Her goods.
Yuck.
Is it yuck?
Yeah, don't talk like that. Come on.
Oh, gosh. You talk so much worse off the air. Hey, look at that girl over there.
No.
Oh, look at that camel toe, man.
Never said that in my life.
Oh, my gosh. That's all you ever talk about for a few years.
I'll go to court over that.
Or camel toes.
I'll go to court.
I'd love to see that go to court.
It might.
I would be in the courtroom for the two of you battling each other in front of the judge over camel toes.
Bounce us out of there so fast. You guys are idiots.
Look, we got to settle this.
Y'all take us out to the parking lot. I don't want to hear about it.
No.
All right, so there's a creepy guy. Almost took down a plane.
Wow. Well, he didn't get that close.
Well,
he tried.
Yes. But thanks to quick-thinking citizens who were employed as investigators and authorities,
yes,
he was captured.
Yes. And it sounds like there's more to this story that you'll be following.
Yes. So which woe man is the mastermind behind this
one? No, right. We can only imagine.
She's got the goods.
Yes, she does.